Now we have something for you to do, a chance to show us your clever side.
As listeners, we'd like to have you take part in a new weekly contest. And to introduce the premise and the procedures, here's Lenore Scanese. Hi, Lenore. And what's your role in this?
Oh, hi, Audie. I'm basically the contest queen.
And does this particular contest have a name?
Yes, it does. We're calling it Another Thing Considered. Another Thing for short. Remember that because that's the title we're going to use for submissions, which I'll remind you about when we finish.
Now, you came to us with this idea, which we want to sort of try out, right?
Yeah. I have a history with contests. It started when I was in college. I would always enter the New York Magazine contest. And then once I moved to New York, I started my own contest in the New York Daily News, asking questions about people's lives, like, what one question would you like to ask your pet?
And now you have a contest in the publication called The Week?
Yeah. Here's an example, and it'll give listeners an idea of the sort of humor we're looking for here. Recently, I was playing off a news story about shoplifters who are targeting the detergent Tide. They're actually using it as sort of black market currency. So I asked readers to come up with the name of the first mystery about a Tide heist. And the winners were things like In Cold Suds and Farewell My Laundry. And you'll like this one, Clean Harry.
Yeah, that's a good one. And now you're here with this contest for All Things Considered listeners to play. So what's our first one?
Audie, to start us off, I was thinking about the fact that space tourism is expected to become a billion-dollar industry in the next 10 years.
Astronauts of the past 45 years have all returned to Earth, struggling to convey the enormity of what they have discovered, and with their perceptions clearly changed. To be able to extend that privilege to people from all walks of life has been a long-held ambition at Virgin.
That was Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines pitching his plans to fly tourists into space. He's calling his company Virgin Galactic, but his is just one of a handful of companies planning to offer private space flights, which are actually already getting popular. People are signing up for them.
All right. So how does this apply to our challenge?
That's a good question. I was thinking there's going to be a lot of tourists floating around up there, which means a lot of mouths to feed in space. So this week's Another Thing Considered question is, what will be the name of the first chain restaurant in outer space? My friends and I were just coming up with ideas. Jabba, the Pizza Hut, or maybe Bob's Big Bang.
Okay. So where can they send in their pitches?
They should send their answers by noon Eastern time, my time, on Wednesday to anotherthing@npr.org. And you know, if they can remember that, maybe they can also remember to please write space food in the subject line. But if you don't, we'll read the entries anyway. So you either write to anotherthing@npr.org, or you can just go to the NPR website and look for the contest on the All Things Considered page.
And the winner gets what? A trip to outer space?
Yeah, almost. The winner gets a mug that is out of this world. Still, it's something, right? It's a mug. You can drink out of it.
Okay, Lenore, thanks. Lenore Scanese is the contest queen of our new competition, Another Thing Considered. We'll give you the results next Monday and ask a new contest question then, too.
Well, I hope you will be traveling on a spaceship owned and operated by Virgin Galactic. I'll see you up there.
You're listening to All Things Considered.